Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Sure. Look, can we talk about what happened here last night?
Sure. Just give me a second to get all huffy and weird like you. Do you believe that whoever did something over here last night did what they did or didn't do? I mean, come on.
Oh, okay. You really don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Last night, after the party, I saw Rachel kissing that jerk from her office out on your balcony.
Our balcony? Seriously? That's so funny, because I told Monica we should put lights on our balcony. And she said, no, it's too cold. Nobody will go out there. And I said, maybe if we put some lights out there, they will.
Right, that's what I came over to talk about. I saw Rachel kissing some guy on your balcony, even though there were no lights.
So, are you going to talk to her?
Why? Why should I? I mean, if she wants to move on, that's fine.
You know when that's fine sounds true? When someone yells it and spits.
No, I'm serious. I mean, if she wants to date people, fine, I don't care. But at least she could have told me. You know, I've been putting my life on hold and just concentrating on Emma. But if she wants to go out there kissing guys she barely knows, well then, so will I. Very funny. Ross is gay. Ha ha.
Oh, good. So you're moving on. Do you have any idea where you're moving on to?
No, I don't know. I've got plenty of opportunities. I mean, just now, there was some woman at the coffee house smiled at me. And then the other day on the subway, a woman accidentally sat on my hand.
Dude, don't rub my face in your crazy single life.
Well, and then how about this? There's an anthropologist at school who totally came on to me during the interdepartmental potluck dinner.
Why did I get married?
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
Let me ask you guys something. I have a new headshots taken tomorrow, right? And the photographer said that she thinks I should have my eyebrows waxed. Is that weird for a guy?
Well, it depends.
On?
On how far along he is in the sex change process.
No, I totally disagree. No, I think it's fine for a guy to do something like that. Especially an actor. Hey. I mean, not that you need to. Your eyebrows are...
Well, okay, stop it, you guys. Stop staring. You're freaking me out.
Oh, your knuckles are kind of hairy, too.
Oh, man, now I have to get those done, too?
Wow, talk about high maintenance.
Hey, you dye your hair.
I'm a woman.
Ah, double standards.
Oh, before I forget, are you coming to Mike's piano bar tonight?
Only if I don't have to get up and sing.
But everybody sings. It's so much fun. Last time, this adorable old man got up there, forgot all the words, flipped down. Everyone booed him off the stage. So funny.
I'm not good at singing.
Oh, what's the matter? You scared? Huh? You afraid I'm a better singer? You afraid I'm going to beat you at singing?
Nope. It's not working on me. Wow. You must be growing up.
Okay, fine. Just please come and support Mike. You don't have to sing.
Right, so I don't have to sing, and I can just sit there and pass judgment on others?
While drinking.
I'm there!
Hi, you guys. Listen, I really need your help. I think I did something really stupid.
Well, yes, Rachel, but you got something so beautiful out of it.
No, not that. I kissed Gavin last night.
Oh, my God.
You kissed him?
Yeah, it was after the party. We were on the balcony, and...
Wait. I was at home the whole time. How did I miss that?
Well, it was the end of the party. You were probably ironing wrapping paper.
Oh, yeah. So, how did did you end up kissing?
Well, we were all alone, and he was being really nice to me, and he gave me this scarf.
I thought you hated him.
Well, you know, honey, there is a thin line between love and hate, and it turns out that line is a scarf.
So are you thinking of starting something up with this guy?
I don't know. It's so complicated. I work with this guy, you know? I have the baby, and I have Ross, and I don't know what to do. And I have to be at the office and see Gavin in 10 minutes.
Wow. Sounds like you need to think about what you want and talk to Gavin, and you definitely should talk to Ross.
Or I could call in sick and not deal with it at all.
Wow. 5 months maternity leave, you're back for 4 days, kiss a coworker, and call in sick. They are lucky to have you.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm here for my eyebrow appointment.
Name?
Chandler Bing.
Okay, very good. Have a seat right over here, Mr. Bing, and Sonia will be right with you.
Okay, thanks. Touch the stuff.
I'll take care of it.
Thanks. So do you get a lot of guys in here?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You looking to meet somebody?
All right, let's just do this.
We'll get to the wax in a minute. First, I want to tweeze some of the strays, okay? Now, this may sting just a bit.
Please, I have an extremely high threshold.
Holy mother of God! Oh, my face! My face! Oh!
Oh. I'm all right. Just a bit of shock is all. But I'll be fine. You can go again. I'm okay.
Most eligible man in New York. How's the moving on going?
Not well. I went on the subway again, and someone did sit on my hand, but that person was neither female nor wearing pants.
Well, maybe you're going about this the wrong way. You know, I mean, think about it. Single white male, divorced 3 times, 2 illegitimate children. The personal ad writes itself.
That's funny. Do you think you'll ever work again?
What are you doing? You know I can only dish it out.
I can't believe Rachel just moved on and didn't say anything to me.
Look, maybe she didn't move on, you know? I mean, maybe that kiss was just an impulsive one-time birthday thing.
About a month ago, she gave her number to some guy in a bar.
Did she go out with him?
No. When he called, I threw the message away.
The high road.
All right, you know what? Enough talking. I have to get moving. Hey, check out those 2 blondes over there. Hey, come with me.
Are you trying to get everybody divorced?
Come on, you don't have to do anything. It'll just be easier if it's the 2 of us, like college. Now, remember? First you break the ice with some kind of a joke so they know you're the funny one. Then I swoop in with some interesting conversation so they'll see that I'm the brilliant, brooding, sexy one.
I thought I got to make the jokes.
Don't you have to be at work?
Oh, come on. Hello. Hi, my name's Chandler. This is my friend Ross right here.
Hi.
And we were wondering, you know, if you're up for it, we only need 6 more people for a human pyramid.
Swoop, swoop. hey, I noticed you're reading the paper. Another flood in Europe, huh? Here's a question. Would you rather drown or be burned alive?
Sorry, we're just leaving.
Okay. We still got it.
Who is it?
Gavin, I brought you some soup.
Why?
I heard you were sick.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hold on, let me just clean up in here a little bit.
Hello, Gavin.
I missed you at work today. How are you feeling?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm pretty sick.
Oh, good. Because I was having a totally paranoid moment where I thought you called in sick to avoid me.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So, I had fun last night.
So did I.
Exactly how contagious is this thing you have? I mean, is it a cold from standing on the balcony, or did a monkey bite you?
It's just a cold.
You have a fever? Let me see.
Mm-hmm. What? What is it? What's the matter?
What's Ross doing to you in that picture?
Oh, he's dusting me with a fossil brush. He thought it would be funny.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Ross.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with you guys? I don't want to get in the middle of anything.
Oh. You're not getting in the middle of anything. Don't worry about Ross, really, really.
Oh, hide! That's Ross! Hide! Hide, hide.
Yeah, but you said not to worry.
I lied, and I'm not sick either. Just stay behind the curtain.
Hi.
Oh, Molly. You're not Ross.
No, I'm here to take Emma to your mother's, remember?
Right, yes, yes.
Don't panic.
What?
There is a man behind your curtain. I have mace in my purse.
No, that's okay, that's okay. No. This is my business associate, Gavin. He's just being silly. Gavin, come out from behind that curtain.
Hi. Gavin, pleased to meet you. It was my idea to stand there.
Oh. Oh, hello. I'll just go get Emma.
Okay.
So, why did I have to hide?
I thought it was Ross.
So what if it was? I thought there was nothing going on between you two.
There isn't. There totally isn't.
You hear keys in the hall and you jump like a young bronco coming out of the chute for the first time. I used to be a rodeo clown.
All right, look, Gavin. I guess I felt guilty that you were here, which I shouldn't. You know, Ross and I are not in a relationship, but he is the father of my child. And, you know, we do live together, and plus there's just so much history. You know, it's just, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just all over the place.
It's okay. Now, I know it's probably not my place, but can I give you a piece of advice?
Yes.
I think you should talk to Ross about all this.
People keep saying that. Oh, I'm sorry, Gavin.
Don't be. It's just bad timing.
So, seriously, rodeo clown?
One of the best, ma'am. One of the best.
No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world. Well, she's my girlfriend. That's not just how we do it here. All right, I'm going to take a little break. And when we come back, we've got Kenneth singing I Touch Myself. I'm not here to judge.
Oh, you have got to sing. No, I told you I can't. But you would have so much fun, and you have a really nice voice.
What have you heard me sing?
All the time when you're cooking.
What?
Yeah, you're always singing, yummy, 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 I've got love in my tummy.
Yeah, I do rock that one.
Okay, so isn't there just a little part of you that wants to get up there?
Well, just a little, but just, God, it's so scary. I mean, I don't even know what I would sing.
Well, I've got a book around...
Delta Dawn.
Hi, I couldn't help but notice, but that's an unusual necklace.
You already hit on me an hour ago.
Right, so that's a firm no. Believe this. I just keep striking out.
I don't get it either. I mean, you're obviously desperate. You're asking women how they want to be killed.
Well, this is great. Rachel's going to keep kissing guys until she finds the one she wants, and I'm going to die alone.
By drowning, or...
Why would he break up with me?
Oh, I don't know, sweetie. All I ever wanted was to just love him and have him love me back. I mean, am I so unlovable?
Wow.
I know.
All right. That was Kenneth with his much too literal rendition of I Touch Myself. Coming up next, we've got Monica singing Delta Dawn.
Oh, wait. I can't sing in front of all these people. Well, just pretend they're not even here. It's okay, Monica. Once that spotlight hits you, it's so bright, you won't see anyone anyway.
Oh, hi, I'm Monica, and I'm going to be singing Delta Dawn.
Bad day not to wear a bra.
Take me to that mansion in the sky.
Hey, I need your help.
Wow, it seems serious. What seems to be the problem, Ashley Judd?
Look, I'm getting new headshots taken, all right? So I went to get my eyebrows shaped.
I'm sorry. Moment to make fun of that, please.
I may be a sissy, but I'll still pound you into the ground. All right, look, it hurts so bad I could only let her do one eyebrow, and now they don't match!
It's like a baby caterpillar chasing its mama.
Look, you gotta help me out, okay? Look, I have a magic marker. I want you to fill in the skinny one so I don't look stupid for my pictures.
Okay, first of all, this is green.
Oh. Well, what the hell am I supposed to do?
All right, I will help you out, but you have to promise me you will not tell anyone what I'm about to tell you.
What?
Okay. You know how most kids get their allowance from mowing the lawn or taking out the garbage? Well, I earn mine by plucking the eyebrows of my father and his business partners.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I guess you don't need my help, Victor Victoria.
Okay, no, I do. I do. I need your help. But, Chandler, I don't know if I can take any more plucking. It hurts so bad.
Oh, not with my combination of ice cubes, aloe vera, and my gentle self-loathing touch.
Did you see me up there?
Every little bit of you.
I can't believe I did it. I can't believe I sang in front of people and they liked me. Hey, did you hear that one guy shouting, look at those tips? I mean, did I really help you get a lot of tips?
Sure. Well, okay, Mom, not that you didn't sound good.
Good? Didn't you hear them? I was great. Oh, thank you so much for making me do this. That is the best gift ever.
Also a good gift, underwear.
Thank you so much for letting me do this. Public bathrooms freak me out. I can't even pee, let alone do anything else.
But what's great is you don't mind talking about it.
It's so amazing that I met you on the same day that Eric broke up with me, because it's like you lose a boyfriend and you get a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
No, don't worry. This is not some rebound thing. I am totally over Eric.
Phew. Good choice, Ross.
Oh, hey. Hi, there you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Oh, yeah, hello. Well, here I am.
Hey, listen, my mom is not bringing the baby back until 9 o'clock. So, I was hoping you and I could have a chance to kind of talk. Somebody here?
Oh, yeah, that's Michelle.
Who?
Oh, just this woman I've been seeing.
You've been seeing someone?
Yeah, didn't I mention that? I mean, we haven't been going out too long, but there's this amazing connection between us. In fact, just before you came in, she called me her boyfriend. I thought it was a little too soon, but also, you know, it felt kind of nice.
What are you taking amoxicillin for?
How great is this? You're already comfortable enough to look through my stuff. Oh, I'm sorry, Michelle. This is my roommate, Rachel.
Hi, and I'm also Emma's mother.
Oh, who's Emma?
Oh, I told you about my daughter.
This is your daughter? I could be your new mommy.
And done.
Oh, my God.
I didn't feel a thing.
Hey, are you still looking for a job? Because you could tweeze circles around that sadistic bitch at the salon.
Thanks. You want to see what it looks like?
Yeah.
Hey, they totally match. They look great. They look great. How you doing?
Yeah, I think it looks pretty good. I was a little bit worried that I was uncovering a birthmark right about there, but it turned out to be a little piece of chocolate.
Hey, Chandler, thank you so much.
No problem.
Listen, that's a pretty girly hour we just spent. We should probably do something manly, make up for it.
Yeah.
Curl my eyelash.
Yeah.
Okay, for my next song, I think I'll sing something a little more upbeat. All right. How about the Pointer Sisters, I'm So Excited? And make it bouncy.
Well, you can probably take care of that on your end.
I'm sorry I'm late. You'll understand when you see Joey.
No. Honey, you're just in time. I'm about to sing another song.
Really? In front of all these people?
And they love me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she gives the people what they want.
All right, watch.
Tonight we're gonna make it happen. Tonight we'll put all other things aside. Yeah, in this time it's shown some of affection.
Are those my wife's nipples?
Oh, isn't that funny? I didn't see that before. I wouldn't have let her go up again.
I've got to stop this. Myself without you.
They still love me.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
You, touching yourself.
Wow, she does that a lot.
Ross, you didn't tell me you were a doctor.
Whoa, wait a minute. You haven't even told her that you are a doctor yet? How long have you known her? Like an hour?
Actually, about an hour and a half.
I told you it wasn't long, but there's an amazing connection between us.
You feel that too? Oh, I thought that was just me.
Are you kidding?
Hey, do you want to go away this weekend?
We'll see.
Okay, Ross, what's going on here? Are we just bringing strange women back to the apartment now?
I don't know. Are we just kissing guys on balconies?
How do you know about that?
Through the magic of sight. I was here putting our child to sleep.
Emma.
When I happened to look through the window and see you kissing a guy you've known for what, a week?
Oh, God, is that what this is all about? Did you bring her up here to get back at me?
No, actually, see, I had to pee because I can't use public bathrooms because of the duty parasites.
Okay, Michelle, it's time to go.
Well, call me.
Okay.
No, wait, you don't have my phone number.
You know what? If it's meant to be, I'll guess it. Bye-bye.
Score.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not like her? Because I was hoping maybe we could come to one of your kissing parties on the balcony.
Oh, God. You know what? I can't believe you're making such a big deal about this. It was one kiss, one guy, one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What about the guy from the bar?
Who?
The guy you gave your number to.
How do you know about that?
Because he called here looking for you. So don't tell me this kissing this guy from work is a one-time thing, okay? Because you've been out there in bars and on balconies for over a month now, and you don't even have the courtesy to tell me.
Why didn't I get that message?
What?
From the guy in the bar. Why didn't I get that message?
Because I folded it up and put it in my pants pocket. Do you not look there?
Ross.
I never gave it to you.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, God, you know what? I don't... Who do you think you are? Who are you to decide what messages I should or should not get?
Who am I?
Yes.
I'm the guy who's taking care of our baby while you're out at bars meeting guys.
Oh, my God, I cannot believe you. You know, I actually came in here hoping to have a mature conversation with you about us. But I can't do that with someone who hides my messages and brings crazy women back to my apartment.
Hey, none of the same ones wanted to come back with me. That's not the point, okay? The point is... You are the one who moved on and didn't tell anyone.
Oh, God, Ross, this is just so messed up. What's wrong with us? You know, when people hear about our situation, they always ask, what, you live together, but you're not a couple, and yet you have a baby? Isn't that weird? And I say, no, you know what? It's not, because it works for us. But you know what? This doesn't work. In fact, this is the opposite of working.
Clearly.
And you know... We said that we would live together as long as this makes sense. And maybe this, you know, just doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. So what do you want to do?
Hey.
Hi. Can Emma and I live here for a while?
God, of course.
Your eyebrows look weird.
Harry Connick Jr. guest stars on a supersized Will.